Hello, and welcome to this guided walk produced as part of the 2021 Walk Leicester Festival, in partnership with Leicestershire and Rutland Wildlife Trust. If you are following along, please be aware of the terrain below your feet and any hazards in your vicinity, and always keep one ear free so you remain conscious of your surroundings and other cyclists, pedestrians, and dog walkers using the path. The terrain when walking may change due to weather, so please remember to wear appropriate footwear and bring along anything you may need to help you enjoy your walk. Please also observe social distancing guidelines where possible. To find more guided walks across a range of subjects or to take part in the Walk Leicester Festival, please visit choosehowyoumove.co.uk/walkleicester.
Hello, my name is Claire and I work for Leicestershire and Rutland Wildlife Trust as a conservation officer for the Saw and Reek Living Landscape, where we work to help habitats and species to thrive and people to connect with a healthy nature network. Thank you for joining me on this walk to explore the paths alongside the River Saw. I hope that you enjoy the journey, maybe learn a little more about wildlife and conservation. Along the way, I'll be talking about things to see, hear and touch, so be sure to take your time and explore the wildlife all around you. Point one. So here we are at the start of our journey on the edge of Abbey Park, a gateway to the River Saw. We will be heading straight to the river today, but you'll be back at the end to maybe enjoy a picnic or just to relax and reflect on what you've experienced on your walk. In front of you, the information board tells you all you need to know about the park. Once you've had a good read, let's get started by following the path around the edge of the park towards the river. Can you spot any birds along the way? Point two. Wow, what a fantastic piece of artwork. The old tree trunk in front of you has been transformed into a wildlife sculpture. How many different animals can you spot? Make sure you look all the way round. In nature, there are loads of animals that rely on trees for food, shelter, and to raise their young. Birds like the great spotted woodpecker will nest in holes in the trunk itself. And 3/4 of our bat species will also use trees as places for breeding, feeding, and hibernating. Many of the carvings you can see are brightly coloured. Don't forget to keep looking all around you today and see how colourful our wildlife really is, even species you might see every day. We're going to move on to the river now, so turn right off the main path, keeping the sculpture on your right, and this will lead you to the banks of the River Saw. Point three. Here is our first look at the River Saw. Walk out carefully onto the platform and take a look around you. If you look across the river, there are some trees, reeds and small islands, which are great shelter for birds and safe from many predators. Swans, gulls, geese and ducks have all made their home on and around the river. The river is quite wide here and flowing slowly. Can you tell which way the water is moving? Eventually, the water in the river will flow all the way to the sea, so it's vitally important that we look after it and keep it clean and healthy. You can probably see quite a lot of litter. This can be really harmful to wildlife, so make sure you always take your rubbish home with you. Put it in the bin, or try and bring reusable cups and bottles with you. We have one more stop on this side of the river before we cross over, so head back to the path and follow it along just past the bridge. Point four. Our next stopping point is this grove of old trees. There are lots of different species providing shade and shelter along the edge of the river. Can you see the weeping willow leaning out into the water? There are also horse chestnut trees here, which will produce shiny brown conkers in spiky cases in the autumn. Pick one of the trees away from the river and get really close. Close enough so that you can feel the texture of the bark. Is it rough or smooth? Are there grooves running up and down or spiralling round and round? What you can feel here is the bark of the tree, a protective layer to stop the tree getting too dry, infected or even eaten. Below the surface of the trunk are layers of living tissue, taking water from the roots to the tip of the branches, and nutrients from the leaves back down into the tree. The tissues in the tree trunk are constantly growing, some inwards, forming growth rings, and some outwards to form the bark. This means that a tree gets wider and wider as it grows. Can you get your arms all the way around? These trees could be well over 100 years old and will be providing homes for insects, birds, lichens, mosses, and possibly even bats. One of these species, the Daubenton's bat, is sometimes known as the water bat, as it hunts for small flies just above the surface of rivers like the Soar, as well as canals, lakes, and ponds. Now we're going to cross the river, so head for the stone bridge and turn right when you reach the far side to follow the path along the opposite riverbank. Point 5. The old abbey wall here faces southwest and gets lots of sunshine and warmth. Can you see all the plants that have taken advantage of this and are thriving in the nooks and crannies between the bricks and at the bottom of the wall? Are any of them flowering? Can you see different colours of flowers? Flowers, and wildflowers in particular, are really important for our pollinating insects. So please enjoy looking at them and even seeing if you can smell their scent. But don't be tempted to touch or pick them. Different insects will be attracted to different colours, shapes and scents. So the more the merrier when it comes to providing flowers for wildlife. Can you spot any insects visiting the flowers or basking on the warm bricks? In the UK, our insect populations have suffered drastic declines, which are set to have far-reaching consequences for both wildlife and people. With a third of our food crops pollinated by insects, and as many as 87% of our plants pollinated by animals, and the majority by insects, there is a lot to lose. Much of our wildlife, be it birds, bats, reptiles, amphibians, small mammals or fish, rely on insects for food. Without them, we risk the collapse of our natural world. If you'd like to find out more about what you can do for insects, head to our website, lrwt.org.uk/action-insects, or search Action for Insects Leicestershire and click on Take Action at home or in your community. As you continue along the riverside path, keep an eye out for more wildflowers popping up all around. You might spot the white umbrella-shaped flowers of cow parsley, or perhaps clumps of bluebells under the trees. In a short while, you will be crossing a road to carry on the walk. Be sure to take care and use the pedestrian crossing before you rejoin the path. Point 6. Here at Cardinal's Meadow, you can see a range of wildlife-friendly habitats. Even if it looks a bit messy, overgrown areas with scrubby species like hawthorn and bramble are great for wildlife, as they provide shelter, nectar for pollinators in the spring and summer, and berries for birds and small mammals in the autumn. The pale green tubes behind the fence are protecting new hedgerow plants. These will grow into a thick, bushy line of shrubs that will form a wildlife corridor, a safe route for species to move along as they search for food and shelter. The hollows next to the path will fill with water if the river floods or if there's heavy rain. This helps slow the flow of water into the river to reduce flooding downstream, and also provides another wetland habitat from time to time. Before you move on, make sure you take a close look at the big old tree stump on the riverside of the path. Where it has rotted away, this is a great opportunity to have a look at what has been going on inside the trunk. Leaving the stump here will provide a fantastic habitat for wood-burrowing beetles, fungi, mosses and lichens. Carry on along the river now, maybe keeping quiet for the next part of the walk, listening out for birdsong as you go. Did you know that birds will sing for different reasons? Some songs are social, a bit like having a chat to your neighbours. Some will be a warning to others that there might be danger nearby. And others will be to show how strong the bird is and that they are ready and fit to breed. Here are some songs for you to listen out for. Point 7. Make your way onto the middle of the bridge here. This is a great point to look upstream and downstream and to take in the habitats either side of the river. The trees growing in the banks provide habitat for nesting birds. Some species, like the otter, also use twisted tree roots as a place to shelter during the day. If you're lucky, you might see some swans and ducks, and also keep a lookout for two birds, which are duck-sized and mostly black. The one with a white bill is a coot. The one with a red bill is a moorhen, and both will nest in the vegetation along the edge of the river. As well as natural places, wildlife will take the opportunities provided to them by people to make a home. Buildings, old chimneys, bridges and walls can all provide nooks and crannies for insects, birds, bats and much more. How many can you spot while you are standing on the bridge? Next up, we're carrying on, so don't cross over the river completely, but make your way back to the riverside path and turn right. Point 8. This is a great spot to take a seat and have a little rest if you like, and maybe listen to the sound of the water as it cascades over the weir. In the past, weirs were constructed for many different reasons, some to provide power for mills or to hold water back and help control the water's depth. This particular weir isn't very tall, but structures in the river like this can be a barrier to fish, as they need to move up and down the river. There are lots of environmental organisations working together as part of a catchment partnership to try and make our rivers healthier, and they look for opportunities to prevent pollution, create wildlife habitat, and sometimes to remove weirs and other barriers in the river where possible. The River Soar is just a small part of a network of rivers across Leicestershire and Rutland, and further afield, that are all joined up. So helping one river upstream can help all rivers further downstream, all the way to the sea. On we go, keep following the riverside path to our next stop. There is a small wetland here that has been created to slow the flow of water coming into the river from the channel that you have just crossed over. The plants at the edge of the water will also help to trap silt that can cause water pollution, and the little pool will act as a shelter or refuge for young fish. Take a closer look at the plants too. The spiky seed heads of teasel and the brown fluffy tops of the reed mace are also good for seed-eating birds. On a warm sunny day, you might also be lucky to spot colourful butterflies fluttering around the bramble or long grasses. From egg to pupa to caterpillar to adult butterfly, these species go on an amazing journey of metamorphosis during their life, so providing a range of habitats for all these stages is really important. Some butterflies are quite easy to identify, even if they don't stop for long. Look out for bright yellow brimstones or the orange flash on the mostly white wing of a male orange tip, for example. Carry on now towards our final destination, a little further downstream. Take the boardwalk, a raised walkway that you will see in the meadow on your left. Point 10. Even though this small wetland is relatively newly created, wildlife has quickly moved in. The plants around the edge are ideal to shelter even larger birds, such as swans and herons, as well as other species, including dragonflies and damselflies. Did you know that dragonflies spend most of their lives underwater as larvae? This can be between a few months and 5 years or more, although the average is around 1 to 2 years. They are only on the wing as adults for a short while, maybe only a few weeks to breed and lay eggs back in the water. On a warm day, look out for them darting about, maybe taking a short rest on the reeds, grasses and flowers. Take a stroll across the boardwalk for a unique view of life underwater too. There will be a whole host of insect life down in the mud at the bottom, as well as potential for amphibians, such as frogs, toads and newts, that thrive in small to medium-sized ponds. What can you see? Our exploration of the River Soar finishes here, so feel free to spend some more time pond watching, or perhaps relaxing in the open meadow area, before heading back the way you've come along the river, and across the stone bridge back into Abbey Park. Maybe on the way back, you could have a think about how you could recreate some of what you have seen today in your own garden or outdoor space. Could you make a pond, plant some pollinator-friendly flowers, or just allow an area to grow really wild? Thank you for journeying with Leicestershire and Rutland Wildlife Trust. Hopefully you have enjoyed your walk and have learnt a few things along the way about wildlife, rivers and nature conservation. Leicestershire and Rutland Wildlife Trust aims to protect wild places and bring people closer to nature. If you enjoyed this walk and would like us to develop more, please consider making a small donation or joining us as a member at www.lrwt.org.uk.